Nagtungo tayo kahapon sa Canberra para dumalo sa isang pagbabahagi ng kaalaman at patuloy na pagdiriwang na 70 taong ng relasyon ng Australia at Pilipinas at panauhin nila ang ating nakapanayam na treasure at installation artist na si Francis Solano. At kinausap natin ang isa sa mga abala na si Third Secretary Nicole De Castro mula sa Philippine Embassy at tinanong natin siya kung bakit nga ba mahalaga ang advokasya na itinataguyod ni Francis Solano.
Vice Consul Nicole, kakatapos lang ng exhibit and ng talk ni Francis Solano dito sa Philippine Embassy, and he was applauded by the audience. At alam ko ang Philippine Embassy is very supportive of him. Bakit ganun ka-supportive yung Philippine Embassy sa advocacy ni Francis?
Gusto talaga naming malapit sa mga kabataan natin ngayon sa importanteng advocacy na ito. So yung the Philippine Embassy really wants to be able to showcase our Filipino artists, not just the Filipino artists, but also their advocacies which help with nation building back in the Philippines. So this exhibition was something that we worked together with France. We built it together with him. So there's a real partnership for this exhibition. So by building it with him, we started to understand more about the materials that he used, the process that he used, and his design concepts. So that makes it easier for us to be able to share it with other people. And it's a concept that really resounds with both the youth and the ACT government here. And that was really our purpose, to make this more of a community event so that we bring the celebration of 70 years of diplomatic relations between the Philippines and Australia to the ACT community, which we consider ourselves to be part of.
Alam natin na may mga parang sculptures ba ang tawag dito, but unfortunately all his accessories and the products that he designed and made were all sold out. Maganda yun for him.
Yes.
Pero siguro yung mga umaten dito medyo sad sila kasi hindi nakita yun. In terms of sa environment, kasi ginagamit niya yung from trust to fashion, gaano ka-importante ito para sa Filipino communities dito sa Australia and for the Philippines also?
Yung concept niya really of yung, para yung kahit yung basura natin, may nagagawa tayo doon. And yung concept na kailangan natin mag-recycle, gamitin ulit, huwag tayo magsayang ng kahit ang nakikita natin sa paligid natin. So by creating something very beautiful with waste materials, he changed the concept of waste. We know that's something that is done here already in Australia. It's very well established, their environmental program. And we think this is how we can contribute to that with Francis's talk and making our Filipino community part of that programs here in Australia. And at the same time, showing Australia that we also have our own advocacies back in the Philippines, our own artists who are pursuing many different programs to empower the youth and also to bring more knowledge about environmental sustainability in the Philippines, both in, like in Francis' experience, the urban landscape of Cebu. So it really creates a lot of knowledge sharing, and we hope from this activity that it would actually start building linkages, whether it be with a Youth for Livable Cebu, with an Australian organization here, or even more networks among our organizations. So that's how we want to build sustainable partnerships, by putting together people with common advocacies.
Nakausap din natin ang naging panauhin mula naman sa pamahalaang Australia, particular mula sa Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade na si First Assistant Secretary Alistair Cox. Narito ang ating maikling panayam sa kanya.
You've listened to Francis talk about his advocacies,
yes,
pertaining for the youth and also for the environment in general.
Yes.
What do you think of his advocacies?
Well, I think he's a very strong advocate for sustainable living and for youth role in sustainable livelihoods. And I was very impressed by his energy and his vision. And the ability to bring people together around sustainable futures. I think young people in both Australia and the Philippines and many other countries are really interested today in how to live more sustainably and very aware of the impact of enormous human development on our planet. And I think this just gives a very practical and very pragmatic way of dealing with the problem of so much of the waste we generate all the time and what to do about it, and gives people an example of how they can be empowered to do something about it rather than just thinking the problem is just too big and how am I going to address this problem. And it starts with the individual. Yeah, it starts with you, as he said. And I think he's a very inspirational speaker and very good advocate. He has a lot of passion and a lot of determination, and he just speaks his mind. And I think that's a really good example of young Filipino people who are very passionate and very outspoken and very capable and innovative. I mean, I've known a lot of Filipino people in different countries, and I always find, because Filipino live all over the world, as well as in the Philippines, and whenever you meet Filipino people, they're always very pragmatic, they're often very adaptable, and they're very good at making the best of all sorts of situations and adapting their circumstances. So, and I think this just gives a very practical, modern, youth-orientated take on that whole pragmatism, and I think it's very inspirational, and I think as an advocate he's really strong, so I hope to see him rising up over the years and doing more of this kind of promotion in Australia and globally. And as you could show, you're already outreaching to politicians like Trudeau in Canada and Melinda Gates and so forth, so he's already really out there and just a really great example of young, inspirational and driven young person who's got talent and is really keen to promote his cause, and that's great.
Yeah, and he was also here in Canberra for the Design Canberra.
Yes.
And he has commended Canberra for a lot of things.
Yes.
And what will you give him as a message for him to continue with his advocacies?
Well, I think he needs to really continue to draw inspiration from the people he works with. So you need to have a great team ethos. And I think he needs to gain ideas from what he sees all around. I think it was great. He said a lot of positive things about Canberra, but Canberra's got its own problems as well. And I think we need to learn from him too about how we can empower young people to take more control. I think sometimes young people just feel that, well, they'll just let things go along and let other people take care of things like environmental sustainability or managing waste or trash. And I think he gives an example of somebody taking control of the situation, mobilising people around him for something he cares about and doing it. So I think for him, I think it's important to continue to be renewed in his enthusiasm. It's great he could come here and meet some people and see some examples of some of the way we're organising. He mentioned Smart Canberra and some other organisations that are involved in sustainable living and driving sustainability. So it's great to come here and get some ideas, meet people and network, because you only learn through what other people are doing, networking, gaining new ideas and then adapting those ideas in another place. So I hope from this trip to Australia and visiting Design Canberra that he meets people and that he forges new links with some Australian people, and maybe from that we can take some ideas back. A lot of people love to go to the Philippines for holiday. They go to Cebu, including on Cebu Pacific and so forth. So I think there's a lot of connection, and hopefully it will raise more awareness about what's happening in the Philippines and Cebu in terms of environmental management, and more people from Australia will be inclined to partner with him and give ideas and maybe support and funding and other kind of network support. That's how it all works. That's how the international networks work. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.